Hello, Robert.
My dad, his name is Brent, and he's in Mattingen Hospital right now for treatment for his lung cancer. And I was wondering if there's any sort of natural type of medicine that would help him get better.
Lung cancer is a tough one. Do you know what type he has?
Lung cancer.
I mean, what kind of tissue is it? You know, sometimes there's different rates of aggressiveness, and there's probably not a lot we can do while he's in the hospital, but we could certainly support him at the clinic, you know, based on the tissue type, and also help him recover from any surgery that he needs. But
well, it's not like a really bad type of lung cancer, because they're as dumb as allopathic doctors are, they're not putting him on direct chemotherapy.
Uh-huh.
Have him on other kind of therapy, like maybe radiotherapy or some, or I don't know. But he's been admitted for the second time because of side effects to these stupid drugs that they keep putting him on. He's currently in Mattingen because his eyes are all infected. Go figure. They're supposed to be helping to heal him of lung cancer, which they won't. I believe they're going to kill him faster. But now he's dealing with secondary issues from the side effects of the drugs he's on, which twice now is an eye infection. Really? Like, are you serious? Mm. Really?
Oh, poor guy. Well, it might be a little more complicated than what we can do on the radio, but in general, you know, one thing that's really critical for lung cancer prevention is selenium. And so I normally recommend selenium. And when patients are undergoing conventional care, it gets a little tricky in staying out of the way of radiation treatment or chemotherapy. And so, but in general, other things that can be helpful in lung cancer are some of the mushroom extracts, like chaga is very good, CBD oil, astragalus is a good one. And we also, of course, at the clinic, we can offer IV treatments based on their particular need. But again, it gets a little complicated to figure out. It's there's not one treatment for each individual, but you know, we try to support the whole process directly and indirectly, and also help to deal with the conventional treatment. So I'm sorry I can't be more specific on that.
Well, before we let you go, can I say something to the audience to help them?
Sure.
Cancer, the average cancer patient has a value, like a ticket, value. At the time of diagnosis to the time of death, they're worth approximately $400,000. That's why most oncologists at regular hospitals are anxious to get you into, you know, surgery, chemo, or drugs, right? And that's part of the business model. I mean, I'm not, you know, it has its place. If you were in a car accident, then you know, modern Western medicine is great for trauma and emergency care. But when it comes to healthcare, it's like, are you kidding me right now? Really? All of their methods, their synthetic drugs, they're all their FDA approved. Whenever something says FDA approved to me, it means run. No, thank you. Because every time the FDA comes up with something good every time someone comes up with something good that actually heals cancer, like GC-MAF, you know, how many doctors ended up dead over you know, exposing Nagalase? I mean, it's like they don't want a cure. It's like the race for a cure. Really? Why do they want a cure? Because then all of the funding comes, you know, stops coming in, and their big money maker is gone.
I agree with you, Robert. I feel like you know, people don't realize what the whole industry is doing, and they really aren't looking for a cure. They're looking for better ways to kind of extend your life, but as far as a cure, they really aren't interested. So people are out, you know, running 5Ks or more, 10Ks, and raising money for research. And we just don't know where all that is going and where, you know, is it more just patent medicines? And it's frustrating. You're right.
It's very frustrating. I mean, there's a doctor named Dr. Lee Bonley, and he's got a lot of understanding of physics and biochemistry and, you know, magnetism. And he's mm-hmm. got a device that can do wonders for people. And it's like the NIH or the FDA tries to sneak in and say, oh, we want more information. And then once they find out that you've got something really good, they try to shut you down. It makes me angry.
Yeah.
And 95% of oncologists, whether they're at Tacoma General, whether they're at UC Davis Medical Center, 95% of oncologists will not take the same treatments they give to their own patients. What does that
You're
tell
right.
you?
Yeah, that tells you a lot. Well, this is, of course, a hot topic, and we've only got a few seconds left before the news at the top. But appreciate the call, Robert, and keep the faith.